Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second, the third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third, the right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth, the catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. For the Washington Senators, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting second, the second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting third, the center fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Bob Chance. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Jim King. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting eighth, the catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Barry Moore. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Barry Moore. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman strikes out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Senators. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chance for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of King. Agee reaches second base with a double. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Agee moves to third. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen strikes out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes King. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. King steals second. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allen bunts towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to third. Brinkman moves to second. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine is hit by the pitch. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 1 in the game. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Moore scores. Brinkman moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Senators. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. King takes first base on ball 4. Chance moves to second. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it, throws to second for 1, and the throw to home, double play. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward is hit by the pitch. Agee moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Agee moves to third. Ward moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-1 in the game. Casanova hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore bunts towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. Casanova moves to second. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Valentine strikes out. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Chance strikes out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. King hits a line drive towards the mound. Howard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore juggles the ball. That's an error on Moore. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-2 in the game. Peterson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. Peterson moves to second. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peterson moves to third. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Peterson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Senators. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barry, who is chasing the ball. Brinkman reaches third base with a triple. Casanova goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Senators. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Allen moves to second. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Chance strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dignan now playing first base. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron pinch hits for Dwayne Josephson. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive towards third. McMullen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Peterson. Adair reaches second base with a double. Agee moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Moore, and towards Brinkman, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. King hits a line drive into center field. Agee picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Agee. King moves to second. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. King moves to third. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-3 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to home to get King. Peterson moves to third. McMullen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws home. Martin drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Martin. McMullen scores. Casanova moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 5-0, Senators. Barrymore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Kenworthy pinch hits for Dennis Higgins. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Dick Kenworthy now playing third base. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Brinkman strikes out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a pop-up towards third. Kenworthy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brinkman. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Brinkman steals second. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Valentine strikes out. Two outs. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Brinkman trying to get to home. Ward throws to Martin who tags Brinkman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Nan, and towards Allen, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Agee moves to second. Two outs. Wayne Causey pinch hits for J.C. Martin. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Peterson. Causey reaches second base with a double. Agee scores. It's 5-1, Senators. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Adair strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.